G'day, I'm Mac, and welcome to ECPOD episode 457, part 2 of a 3-part series recorded at New Media Expo in Vegas for 2014. On this episode, I get to catch up with some people who I have spent a lot of time listening to. They've been in my ears up close and personal for quite some time. A couple of familiar faces and a couple of familiar voices that you may not have heard on ECPOD for quite some time, and a couple of big names in the podcasting space as well. If you haven't heard episode 456, that is part 1 of the 3-part series from New Media Expo, and part 3 is coming up next. That is ECPOD episode 458. Sit back, relax, and enjoy part 2 of New Media Expo 2014 from Vegas, ECPOD style. What is ECPOD style anyway? You'll have to listen and find out.
Welcome to day 2 of New Media Expo. I'm Eric and I am in the exhibit hall at the moment. This place is absolutely buzzing prior to my first session. There's a whole heap of tables and chairs just for people to hang out and socialise. But I'm just about to go into where there's lots of different exhibits. I can see Blueberry, I can see WordPress, Wiley Publishing, and there's a lot more around as well. There's even somewhere around here, and oh yes, over there, the big star where it says US Army, that's where the US Army are hanging out. They're sponsoring the military track here at New Media Expo. Meeting lots and lots of people. The day is only young, although some people have been up for a little bit longer than I have. It took me a while to get going this morning after last night, but I am back, I am here, and it's going to be a very, very interesting day for day 2 of New Media Expo here in Vegas. One of the great things about this expo has been Twitter. Lots of conversation overnight and in this morning, some serious, some not so serious, but so many people here, and so many great looking headshots on Twitter profiles and whatnot. And then there's me. I'm just trying to find. So what's that one? It's hard to tell what they are from the diagrams.
You have, this is like big issue, the next one is acupuncture.
Yeah.
You have something like pulses, cupping, like a cup, sack.
Yeah.
This one is like they have like a rock, like a little box stone.
Yeah.
And this one is the yin yang. It's my favorite actually.
Oh, okay.
The yin yang. You'll get it. It's a combination of like two sizes.
Yeah. Are you tempted just to walk around all day with one of these on? And
I actually had this up.
Yeah.
And the second one is.
And the pet. Yeah, because
over here. It looks a little bit funny sometimes because I'm just
you can change it
with someone else. The wires. Yeah.
That's just what the same pack. You can use it every.
Which, what was the setting you had first had it on?
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay, first we're going to try mine.
Okay.
Alright. Sometimes when they hold on, you pray.
Okay, hold on, oh my god.
No, this one.
Oh, I like this.
Okay. I like it, the combination. It was like,
where you from? You have a
shirt. I like condensing stuff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And not the same, like, you know, those bands.
Yeah.
You
gotta enjoy it.
So did he show you the
unit?
How
it's coming? Yeah, totally. Perfect.
Don't worry, I'm just
gonna. Okay, but if you want to switch, just press the M.
Okay.
I'll just show you.
Sure.
You have, okay, the M is gonna switch to a different massage.
Yeah.
You have the plus and the minus for the string.
Yeah.
The middle one, the play, is actually a pause.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I don't know what it is, but for some reason you have it.
Yeah.
And the T is for timing. It actually starts from 20.
Yeah.
It goes up to 60.
Okay.
And it comes back. Let's say if you're watching TV and you're just falling asleep,
yeah,
and you're eating, so you can just fall asleep and it's gonna shut up by itself.
So it's not gonna be on all night.
Oh no. Yeah. I recommend all time, by the way, is for about 20 minutes, around 20 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can use it all over where you like. Are you married?
No.
You're supposed to be married. Okay, I'll show you the whole packet.
Okay.
You should try the feet.
On the feet?
The feet, yeah. It's really good. Are you a blogger?
Podcaster.
Huh?
Podcaster.
Oh, okay. What kind of podcasting do you do?
A little bit of music and some travel as well.
Okay.
This is cool. I'm so happy to be sitting here right now.
I'll let you have my card if you ever want to do. I've been a global entrepreneur for the last 35 years. I do a lot of business in the Asia Pacific region.
Okay.
And sometimes travel podcasts have me speak to them.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll grab you one as well.
Sorry, I didn't mean to stop.
No, you're fine. Which pocket did I put my cards in? There you go.
Thank you. I can give it if you want to. Okay. This is the whole package.
Okay, what have we got in there?
Okay, you have the device, you have the charger.
Yep.
You can charge it.
Okay.
Okay. And it comes actually with a USB cord. So you can charge it if you're driving on your car or on your laptop. And it actually, you have two pads in it, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it actually comes with four pads.
Okay.
You can use, say, two on the top, two on the bottom,
Two
on one leg, and that. Or if you have a really curved neck area, you can use it in one place.
Okay.
Betty, your phone. So everything actually on the website is where it runs for 200, here it's 160.
Yeah.
And it actually comes with a gift.
Okay. What's the gift?
Good question. Okay, what is this? She's wearing it actually. The shoes.
The shoes.
The shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you connect them actually by the same device.
Yeah.
And then they're not working. They're amazing. So they do the same thing. They already have the pressure point.
Yeah.
So they go, you can actually feel up to here.
Okay.
I love it. Okay. And it comes with a 4 years lifetime warranty.
Yeah, look at that. That's one.
And it comes with a pressure point chart. Here it tells you, you can find any kind of pain that you have, okay? If you, even if you had a headache or a stomach ache or whatever you find, you say you're from Bruce 22, you go up here and you find 22, see?
Oh man, this is just so awesome. I'm sitting here at New Media Expo. I am receiving a massage from a rather awesome massage device called the Massager. It looks like an old style iPod, but you can go through the different modes, and it's connected to some electrode pads. Just like if you were getting an EKG done, and you cycle through the different cycles, and it's just amazing, and it's so compact. Like for instance, I could put this in my pocket. I could put this in my pocket and attach the electrodes to me and just have it run when I'm at work, for instance. I do have like a massage cushion at home, but this is so much better. And so what I needed after last night, let me tell you. I'm sure I can get this sort of thing back home, but yeah, this is absolutely great. And the people here have got a rather cool job. And they're really good at selling their devices. What they do, they get you to sit down and they put the electrodes on you, and I've had these on for a while now, and while you can't really beat the the feeling of human hand on body, this is very good as well. It's going to be so hard to actually get up from here, because I've got basically one electrode on each shoulder blade inside the pack that I've just purchased. There's actually another two electrodes that I can attach as well, so you can put it all over different parts of your body, and there's a chart there's like a pressure chart in there, so if you want to recover from a migraine or something, they'll tell you exactly where to put it. This is quite stunning. I'm on the yin yang setting at the moment, and
tried it.
Oh yeah. And there's even an acupuncture setting. I don't actually like the idea of acupuncture, but
sure.
But yeah, this is so cool. Cleve podcast sentiment, home mate.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Eric
from Sydney, Australia. Good to see you. Great to be in the same room as you. I listen to you at double speed.
Is that right?
Yeah. When I first started listening to you, I tried listening to you at normal speed, and then, you know,
I talk too slow.
Sometimes. So what I did, I turned it up to double speed, and I know you sound hyped like when we're talking now or when you're talking to you during your presentation, but when you are talking at double speed, you sound even more hyped. And
is that right?
And that was strange coming in here and listening to you in your normal voice, and I'm thinking, this is not the Cliff that's in my ears each and every week.
Well, I'll tell you, I was really concerned about the energy level of the crowd when Chris tried to get people to go, woo! And they were like, yeah, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
And then I even got up there, and I'm kind of like, yeah, this is going to be a hard crowd to win over. But as soon as I started making fun of myself, I think I got it.
Yeah, awesome. I've been listening to you for a couple of years. I've also been listening to a friend of yours, Captain Jeff, the airline pilot.
Oh, yeah, he's here, or
he's
was here.
Here
last night.
We met up last night.
Awesome. Yeah, he told me he saw you.
Yeah. So it's really good to be in the same room, because in Australia, this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I actually met this guy, Wyatt, after I came up and asked the question.
Nice.
And he says, I'm from Sydney too. So.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So that's awesome. Thanks, Cliff. That's
absolutely,
been
man.
Cool.
It was
hard to get. So there we have it, folks. Me with the podcast answer man at New Media Expo. How cool is that? Here at New Media Expo, and I'm here with someone that I haven't seen for ages. Say hello, special guest.
Hello, do you recognize my voice?
You better tell them who you are, just in case they don't.
Sherry Cochran, I'm surrogate mother to Eric. And thank you for coming, Eric. It's so good to see you.
Likewise. It's been a long time, like 2009. It was such a long time ago.
I know. How blessed we are, though, to still be friends and see each other. I'm so tickled you're here on a fabulous holiday.
Oh, absolutely. And Todd's just over there.
Yes.
He's busy wheeling and dealing like he always does.
I want you to hug your mom when you get home for me and send her my love.
Absolutely.
And I wish you all the safety and fun, and all the people you're going to see this go-round. It's going to be fabulous on your wonderful holiday trip.
Now, we're in Vegas. It's a lot warmer than the last time I saw you.
And it's warmer than it is in Michigan. They're getting about 9 or 10 inches of snow there right now. We got it in the high 50s. Maybe it's in the 60s today here.
Yeah. So have you been here long, and are you busy both here and also at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Yes. Actually, I went to Todd's over Christmas, and then we left to set up at CES. Todd had 23 boxes come in of stuff to set up his studio.
And is that growing every year, or has he actually cut that down?
It's about the same. He's getting it, he knows what to bring and what not to bring, that's for sure. But it takes about that much to drag stuff over there. So, that show opens Tuesday, actually.
Yep.
So we're still working bugs out over there. I'm just I'm not a geek. I'm just hanging out, taking pictures.
Yeah, awesome. So if you had to tell someone about Vegas, someone who's never been here before, if you had to give them one tip about what to do in Vegas, like a bit of motherly advice, let's put it that way, what would you tell them?
Two or three things, because I've come to Vegas a lot in my lifetime. And it would be choose how much money you're going to spend every day at the tables, you know, and then cut it off, because I always say I come back to Vegas to visit my money. And then I'm always a great one to go to the shows. I love to, you know, pick out some two or three great entertainers, take in the shows. And there's other fabulous things. Hoover Dam, one of the seven wonders of the world. And there's some fabulous things here.
And one that you should have told me last night, don't go to the cocktail waitresses, because they'll keep filling you with booze.
Absolutely. All you have to do is tip them, and they'll keep filling up your glass. But you survived.
I did. I'm here. I'm talking to you. I'm here. It's all good.
And you kind of had to transition from that jet lag somehow.
Yeah, totally. We got to meet up briefly with Grandma Girl before, while we were standing here before, so that was cool.
Yes, it's been quite a while since I've seen her, too. I love Mignon, and she looks fabulous. So glad to see her.
And it's certainly a lot different from the last time I saw her as well, because we went walking in the snow in Reno. Seems to be a common theme.
That is a hoot. Yep, that's a hoot. It's your cold weather friends.
Yeah. Awesome. So what sort of event is this for you? Like, you get to meet a lot of people that, you know, you've had dealings with, and Todd knows and everything like that. It's like a reunion.
Yeah, it's like a reunion. It's great fun because people in their eyes say, oh, look, there's Mom over there, you know. And but it's the names that you hear, and to see them in person is fabulous. And just being, you know, maybe some of it will even rub into my head someday, you know, because you know I'm no techie.
Yeah. And you said before you're a bit of a cat herder when it comes to, like, interviews and whatnot.
Right. That's what I do over at CES. I kind of, you know, kind of shoo people along and help them find where they're supposed to go in our booth and what comes next. And get them mic'd and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing technical.
So here now, CES, and then back home to Michigan?
We leave the 12th for Michigan, providing they've got the runways cleared out, and because we're getting back in Michigan like 8 or 10 inches of snow, and my daughter and family are in Michigan, and they're, of course, the kids are loving it.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're just keeping the refrigerators full and and enjoying.
So hopefully it won't be another 4 years before we cross paths again.
I hope not. I always think one of these years I'm going to go to the UK or Australia, but, you know, I haven't done it yet.
Here at New Media Expo, and I'm here with a man with many hats, Todd Cochran. G'day, Todd.
Hey, it's glad to see you in from Australia. You having a good time?
I am having an absolutely great time. How are you going here at New Media Expo?
We're doing good. Talking with, you know, this is like a family reunion for us, you know. Yeah. We've been doing this now for 9 years, and so meet up with the folks that are old and new, talking about our services, talking about everything that Raw Voice and Blueberry.com are doing.
So you've got a lot of people here who are customers of yours who are dropping in, and then others who are new.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always nice to see a new mix. It's nice to see fresh bodies coming in as well. And, of course, we always appreciate new business, just like any company does.
And, of course, you're over there all the way in Hawaii. What's it like in Hawaii at the moment?
It's beautiful. You know, you got to come visit. It's, you know, 80 degrees. The trades are up. Of course, we're having a little bit of rain this time of year, but still, you can't beat it. You know, it's fantastic.
And then, of course, you come here and you're in Vegas and everything like that. For someone who's new to Vegas, I already asked Sherry about some motherly advice for Vegas. What bit of advice would you give someone coming here for the first time?
Drink a lot of water and prepare not to sleep. And have a good time. You know, this town can keep you up 24 hours a day, and there's always entertainment and cool things to do.
So you've got New Media Expo now, and then you're off to the Consumer Electronics Show after this.
Yeah, I've actually been over there yesterday and today as well, setting up. We're going to have a broadcast booth over there. We'll be streaming live on TPN.tv.
Awesome. And so when are you flying back to Hawaii?
On the 12th. So I'm here for about another, until next Sunday.
Until next Sunday.
Yeah.
So you've also got the podcast awards tonight.
I do. It's going to be exciting. We've got some big announcements, some people that are going to be winning. And Dr. Drew as well, from what I hear, is going to be our MC.
Awesome. I actually do know a couple of the nominees who are up for awards, and obviously it's too late. Obviously, all the prizes have been decided, so I can't like give a last-minute shout-out to the airline pilot guy or to the Bugcast in the music category, because that's going to have like zero effect.
Well, it's true, but to make sure that people keep track of the Podcast Awards site for the 10th annual, which will be kicking off this summer.
What could something like a podcast award for a podcaster, how good would that be for them to have on their resume that they've won an award such as that?
It's incredible bragging rights. We had over 4 million people vote, you know, for the podcast, and it's, you know, it's heavy competition. So when you win in your, or even just to get nominated, we had over 4,000 shows nominated. So 220 shows made the slate, but you know, just to be nominated is huge as well. So it's great bragging rights, and we encourage every nominee and winner to, you know, to boast about that and put it on their resume, and it should be an audience builder.
Do you know roughly how many of the people who have been nominated are actually here compared to the trophies you're going to have to take home?
I hope to take no trophies home. As far as I know, I think we got about 90% of the people here. And if they're not here personally, they've designated someone to pick up the trophy.
So that's pretty good, considering that we're not just talking American podcasts, we're talking worldwide.
That's true. And we've had, on the East Coast here in the United States, we've also had a big snowstorm, and there a lot of people didn't make it because of the weather, too.
So how can we find you online? I know you're a busy man with many hats.
Oh, my God. You can find me personally at my own show at geeknewscentral.com. I do a twice-weekly tech podcast, or the new media show I do with Rob Greenlee every Saturday. And, of course, if you want to check out blueberry.com, it's blubrry.com. Podcasting, hosting, stats, advertising opportunities, really, it's pretty incredible. And, of course, the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com.
Now, I made this confession to Chris Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, and I'm going to make the same confession to you.
Okay.
I listen to you at double speed.
Hey, a lot of people do. You know, I do an hour and 10-minute show, so people have busy lives, right?
Yeah.
So, good. So then you get, 35 minutes of me every couple of days then.
Awesome. And the 24-hour podcast, you've...
I didn't do it this year. It was just, I was spending... I'm almost 50.
Yep.
And, oh, man, it takes a while to recover.
Yeah.
And my schedule was just too tight this year. And so I decided, and I skipped one year once before, and I just decided not to do it this year. Maybe another year.
As I said, you're a busy man, and you got enough hats without having that as well.
Yeah. And I tell you, when it takes you like 3 days to recover, you know, 10 years ago, it was like, yeah, no big deal, right? You jump up the next day and rock and roll. But when you do get older, things to do, it's just like going out and partying, right? You drink too much liquor, it takes you a week to recover. When I was 20, I could drink all the liquor I wanted, and I'd be up the next day and go again, right?
That's it. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you so much, Eric. Take care.
I'm here at New Media Expo, and I'm here with Grammar Girl. Hi, Grammar Girl.
Hi, Eric. It's great to see you after all these years.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, you visited me in Reno last time.
And it was a little bit colder.
It was, and I have a picture of you under the arch, the Reno arch.
And you were saying you still have that photo, and you still remember the day that photo was taken.
I do. It's in my, you know, it's in my pictures folder, and every time I go looking for something, I scan through you and all my other photos. And it really helps me remember what I've done and who I've met to have all those photos in that folder.
So, what have you been up to?
Oh gosh, well, all last year I was creating an iPad, iPhone game called Grammar Pop. So you match words with their part of speech to pop clouds, and it's educational, but it's also really fun. I made it just because it was the kind of game I would want to play, and it didn't exist. But of course, it's getting a lot of uptake with schools and teachers because it's so educational.
Now, I actually came to one of your sessions that you were conducting, Women in Podcasting. Was I the only guy in there?
You weren't, but you were a minority. There were a few guys. There were at least three or four guys in the room, and I was glad to see all your faces.
Which was great, because I was going to ask you the question, but we sort of ran out of time. You know, is it a good thing or a bad thing being a female in podcasting?
You know, I'm not really sure it matters. When they asked me to be on the panel, I was like, well, sure, I'll be on a panel because everyone wants to be on a panel. But I don't know that, for me, I don't think that it's much different being a woman. It's just, I'm a woman, I podcast. There are people who are guys who podcast. You know, we just podcast. I don't know. I don't feel that there's a huge difference.
So, of course, I mainly know you through the Grammar Girl podcast, and your podcasts are really short, so what I'd have to do, I'd have to save a few of them up because I like listening to you. I'd have to save a few up, and, you know, if I'm going on a trip somewhere, that sort of thing. Mm. How's the podcast going?
Oh, it's going really well. Actually, just a few weeks ago, Apple named it one of the classic podcasts of 2013. So, you know, after all these years, it's still doing well and people enjoy it. I use a lot more guest writers now than I used to. Yep. Because I like the fresh perspective they bring. Sometimes it's hard for me to come up with original ideas, but the guest writers really help me out and make it fun to keep going.
So how have things changed for you podcast-wise since 2009? I know it was a while ago. It seems like such a long time ago.
It really, you know, production-wise, it's nearly identical. And, you know, in a lot of ways, everything is the same. I rerun old shows now sometimes, and I try to update them with a fresh approach. If there's a news story that somehow incorporates a grammar topic, I'll bring it in. Like Victoria's Secret had an ad campaign that misused an apostrophe, so I redid my apostrophe show using examples from their ad. So I try to keep it fresh by doing things like that. And I think I cover linguistics more than I used to, because it's especially interesting to me. So, you know, it's become, I guess the podcast has become a little bit more diverse and a little bit more advanced in some ways, but I still try to stay true to that original idea too, that will give you a quick and dirty tip.
I know that sometimes some people correct other people on their grammar and it's not necessarily correct, and you found out a good example of that.
Yeah, a few years ago on Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump corrected Cyndi Lauper. She said she felt bad, and he said, "No, you feel badly." And he was actually wrong. The right way to say it is, "I feel bad." It's because "feel" is a linking verb, if you want to get all grammar nerdy about it. But so that was another fun sort of news tie-in for an old topic.
So did you actually tell Donald Trump that he was wrong?
Oh, God, no. No, I'd be terrified. I just put the podcast out there, and I doubt he ever heard it.
So what does an event like this mean for you?
You know, mostly it's a chance to see old friends like you. I mean, I enjoy the content, and there have been some really good sessions, but the thing I look forward to is seeing all my old friends.
Now, are you a regular to Vegas?
I am not, no. In fact, it's been a few years since I've been to this show, so, you know, I felt like it was time to come again and reconnect with people.
If you had to give one tip for someone coming to Vegas for the first time, and it doesn't have to be a grammar tip, what would you say?
I would say try the buffets. The buffets are amazing, but only go once, because you'll gain too much weight and you'll feel sick. but you should go to a buffet at least once.
One thing I have noticed since the last time I was here, the amount of electronic signs and screen-based signs.
Yeah, no, there are a lot. And, I guess, there's some pretty risque signs. I mean, we got in the elevator and looked at the girls in the digital sign. Oh, my. So I'm not sure I'd bring kids, but...
So we've got the podcast awards coming up tonight. Are you nominated? You should be.
I am. I'm nominated in the education category, so fingers crossed.
Awesome. Have you got your speech all written?
No. You know, I was talking to Megan Enlow earlier, and she was saying something about the speech. I've actually never... It's been years. I guess I was at the podcast awards 5 years ago, maybe, and I won, but there wasn't really a speech component, so I'm thinking I need to prepare something just in case, because I haven't.
So, obviously, it would be good bragging rights if you did win.
It would. I would be very excited. Although, it sounds corny, but I am grateful just to be nominated. So, I wasn't nominated last year, so I was happy, very happy to be nominated again this year.
And, of course, that's not the only thing that you have been an award-winning podcast before. You have been a New York Times bestseller. And, you know, does that seem strange to you to be able to say, hey, I'm a New York Times bestseller? Is that...
It does. It seems very strange. It's exciting, and I love being able to say it. It'll be in my obituary, you know, but it's also strange to, you know, I read my own bio and I think, wow, that person's awesome, and it doesn't seem like it's me,
yeah.
You know.
Because sometimes I know it's hard when you look at someone's bio and you think, what exactly are they saying?
Right. And, you know, and I feel awkward saying it. You know, I was glad that in the Women in Podcasting panel, we didn't have to introduce ourselves, because when I go through that list at the end, I want to go, no, really, but I'm just like you.
Yeah, that was very interesting. So podcast awards tonight, what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm really excited about a Kickstarter I'm planning to launch, a crowdfunding, I don't know if I'll use Kickstarter, but it's a crowdfunding project for a card game called Peeve Wars. And the goal is to annoy your opponent to death. And we've been test playing it. It's just a blast. Lynn Peralta, who a lot of podcasters know, is doing the art for it. And I've wanted to do a game for years. And it's I finally had the time and the ability to bring it together because of crowdfunding, essentially. So I am wildly excited about that project that's coming up in the next month or two.
Awesome. If there was one grammar question that you always get asked about, what would that be?
Everyone has trouble remembering the difference between affect and effect.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right, and because they're pronounced the same. I pronounce them differently, so you know what I mean in audio, but they're both pronounced effect. And so the way I remember is I use the mnemonic Raven, R-A-V-E-N, and I think about a big black bird, but it's a mnemonic for affect, verb, effect, noun, because affect with an A is usually a verb and effect with an E is usually a noun. And so that helps me remember which is which.
And you get things like stationery.
And you get things like stationery. Oh, yes, of course, yes. So stationery with an A means to stay in the same place. So you think stationery is like stand, and they both have A's.
And then, of course, the big one for a lot of people, and this is probably my biggest pet peeve, apostrophe abuse.
Oh, right. Yes, everyone has trouble using apostrophes. You know, it's with an apostrophe versus it's without an apostrophe. It's one of the most common errors. Often I think it's a typo. You know, we're so trained to think an apostrophe means possessive, and it doesn't in this case. And so I choose to believe that they're mostly typos because I want to believe that people actually know the difference, that it with an apostrophe S stands for it is or it has. It's a contraction. And I think most people were taught that and know it somewhere deep down and just sort of are sloppy or it's a typo when they're writing.
So how can we find you online without having to wait to see you in another 4 years?
Oh, well, I'm at quickanddirtytips.com, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook as Grammar Girl. Those are the best places to find me.
Awesome. It's been a lot of fun. A lot warmer this time.
Yes.
So it's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Ooh. take the moment to correct them and then duck when they swing. In the entertainment category, your nominees are A Podcast of Ice and Fire, Alohomora, is that right? How do I pronounce that? Alohomora? Firewall and Iceberg, a lot of fire and ice going on here. Hollywood Babylon, get it? Mission Log, a Roddenberry Star Trek podcast. Survivor Talk with D&D. Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. The Comic Book Cast, Unofficial One Piece podcast, and The Walking Dead Cast. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner is The Walking Dead.
Acceptance a little bit informational if you want to know how to win a podcast award. Yeah. You go to Google, search on cute baby goat, and then you find the cutest, most baby goat with like the saddest eyes, and put it on Facebook and say, this baby goat wants you to vote. That's how I did it. Also, get a really good friend of yours who's an old friend, invite her over. Start talking about stuff that you love talking about anyway. Do that for like 3 years. And we have really good listeners that write in, call in, and then you actually become friends with some of them and enjoy what you're doing. And that's it. So I want to thank all of our listeners who voted for us. We totally appreciate it. We love you guys. I want to thank Karen, who's in here. I want to thank my wife over there, who's very supportive. And thank all you guys.
All right, now the next category is food and drink.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Here we are at the end of the podcast awards. All the winners have been announced. A lot of the people were here, which was good to see. Some very interesting titles. I'll be interested to go back to the Podcast Awards website and check out some of the names of the podcasts, because some of them were quite funny. However, having said that, I don't listen to and I've never heard of many of the podcasts. Congratulations! I haven't heard about many of the podcasts, and some of them are not necessarily ones that I've listened to. But it was all good to see them here. Obviously, they needed a lot of people to vote for them. I was somewhat stunned to find out that there were something like 11 million, I'll say that again, 11 million verified votes received for people in the podcast awards. It was,
yeah.
That figure was absolutely stunning. So a good award ceremony. No TV breaks. I was looking forward to an ad break, but it just kept on going and going and going. And it was over in about an hour. I thought it might go a bit longer than that. Some very funny moments. I can't really recap any of them here, but there were some very funny moments between the MC and some of the award winners. So this basically brings me to the end of New Media Expo day number 2, the final day tomorrow.
There'll be a keynote at 9 a.m. which I'll actually go to. We'll find out what their report thinks of the future of podcasting this week, shall we? But that will be tomorrow. Lots of people still here. As I keep on saying, it's just good to see a room full of podcasters. If you want more information about the Podcast Awards, go to podcastawards.com. I'll be going there at some stage just to check out the names of the shows. And at one stage, I should actually read through the names of the shows, who were actually nominated and who won, because there were some very, very funny ones there. Having said that, there were some podcasts there that, if there wasn't a category listed for them, you would have no idea what that particular podcast was about. You know, it might say general, or it might say music, or it might say religion, sports, politics, whatever the category happened to be. But to me, it's a little bit important to be able to describe the podcast and have people know what it's about without having to, you know, get the elevator pitch for it, especially on an event like this. Very interesting as well to see the websites. When they put the winners up, they put the logo up, and they also put the website up. So it's very important to have a good-looking website for an awards ceremony like this. Anywho, it's time to go and get some food. I have barely eaten all day. I'm hoping to catch up with airline pilot guy, Captain Jeff, before he disappears. I don't think he'll be around for all day tomorrow. Lots more to come, and there will be more interviews and more people that I'll be chatting to tomorrow. That's the Podcast Awards. I didn't win, I wasn't nominated, but the fact that I'm here, the fact that people are enjoying the content that I'm providing, I don't need an award for that. Podcasting from the Airline Pilot Guy mobile studio, I'm Erk, and with me is Captain Jeff, the Airline Pilot Guy. Hello, Captain Jeff.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm tired, actually. It's been a long day.
It certainly has. And we're both in Vegas for New Media Expo, and neither of us knew that we were going to be here. Like, I didn't know you were going to be here. You didn't know I was going to be here.
Right, until just a day or two before I showed up.
I heard your latest episode, episode 98 of the Airline Pilot Guy, and right at the end you said, oh, by the way, I'm going to be at New Media Expo at Vegas. And I'm like, well, I'm there. And I sent you a message, and you sent me a message back.
Well, I was following your tweets, and I could see that you were in Las Vegas, but honestly, I didn't know why you were here. I just figured it was part of your whirlwind tour of the United States. And I said to you, so what are you doing in Las Vegas?
New Media Expo.
I went, oh, okay, that's where... Well, I'm staying in the Rio. Where are you going to be staying?
The Rio.
Okay. So I basically told you when I was coming in, and you met me at reception yesterday afternoon. It was amazing.
It was. And so you flew in from Atlanta. You've got a weekend off from flying with Acme.
Yep, I sure do. And unfortunately, I have to leave tomorrow morning to head back to Atlanta, and because I have a trip that leaves on Tuesday.
So what does an event like New Media Expo, and I know that you're not here for the entire event, what does it mean for you? Why is Captain Jeff here?
Well, I was mainly here because my Airline Pilot Guy podcast was nominated for the Podcast Awards, even though I really didn't seriously think that I was going to have any chance of winning anything. But I also am part of the StarQuest Production Network, a worldwide Catholic podcasting network. And a couple of our affiliate shows were nominated for the Podcast Awards. So I thought, you know, I fly for free, and I have the weekend off, and I have a special, deeply discounted rate for, you know, the exhibit hall only pass. I didn't get to go to the sessions like you did.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, you know, what the heck? Why not go at the off chance of maybe actually winning? But really, mainly, it was to just connect with people like you.
Yeah.
And like with, well, I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know you were going to be here. But people like Cliff Ravenscraft and others, just to do some networking and be with like-minded podcasting people.
Because there's not that many pilots or podcasters that you know about.
No, no. There are, you know, a handful of really, really good aviation podcasts out there, but I didn't think any of them were going to be present here, so that was not the reason for me to come here. It was just mainly just to, it's just fun to come to a place where people kind of speak the same podcasting language.
So for people who haven't heard of you, and I've been promoting you a fair bit, how would you describe the airline pilot guy?
Well, you mean the show?
Yeah.
Or me?
Well, you're an airline pilot and you're a guy.
Exactly. So it's just a show. It's an aviation podcast. So I talk about things in aviation news with an emphasis on airline related stuff, crash investigations, incidents, that kind of thing, and I kind of give my perspective on what happened and how the investigation's going. But the bulk of the show is answering feedback and questions from listeners.
So I think you described it once as what it would be like to be your next-door neighbor and see you over the fence and say, hey, Jeff, you know, what's this about your job, you know?
Right. Like, just think of me as, you know, your neighbor next door or whatever, your airline pilot guy at the church or whatever, you know, whatever social event or whatever. And if you had a question for him, then you have a question for me.
So what's the question you get asked most?
That's a good one. What question do I get asked most? Oh, I get, a lot of times I get, like, what is the most favorite airplane you've flown? What's the most interesting story, or what's the most scared you've ever been on a flight or something like that?
Because for the listeners, you started off in the Air Force.
Yes.
And then you came across and you've just celebrated your 25th anniversary with ACME.
Yes. And as Irk said, ACME is the name that I use for the airline I fly for, which is not a real airline. But I do really fly for a real airline, but I just don't use the real airline's identifier.
Which is what you have to do to protect your income.
Yeah, because I don't want to represent or misrepresent the real company, because I've not been asked by my company to do this for them, so I'm not an official spokesperson for them. So I just find that this is the best way to kind of stay out of trouble and express what I want to express about my job in the airline industry.
But I know you have had people who work for ACME as well interact with you and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have. And not only that, but other people from other airlines from around the world. So it's one of the fun things about doing the podcast. I have professional pilots listening to me. I have general aviation pilots. I have simulator pilots. I have people that hardly ever fly but just are have an enthusiasm for aviation.
And I know there's quite a few people who say, hey, Captain Jeff, how can I get into the airlines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of folks do. A lot of young people who aspire to be an airline pilot or some kind of a professional commercial pilot, and they seek advice from me. And that's one of the hard things, because I know, you know, my story was, as you mentioned, that I went through the military and then I got hired by a major legacy airline 25 years ago. But that was 25 years ago. Things have changed. And so that's why I always seek, you know, a lot of input from people who have made it to the airlines from, you know, different paths.
Because as we were saying over dinner, you're a captain on a certain type. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to go to another type for another airline, you'd be right down the bottom of the list again.
Yep, at least that's the way it is, or the way it works here in the United States. There's no horizontal movement, you know, from going from one company to another. as you just said. I would start from the very bottom. I would be the most junior person when I got hired, and I'd have to work my way up again. So that kind of keeps us attached, so to speak, to the particular airline that we get hired by. Now, there are people that get hired by an airline that ends up disbanding or going under, and then they're forced to try to get on with another company. We have people that fly for Acme who used to fly for Eastern or TWA or Pan Am, and they basically had to start all over.
And you've had mergers as well.
Yep, we sure have. But our latest merger was a pretty fair one. Everybody was kind of sequenced in pretty fairly, so everybody kept about the same relative seniority. It was a good integration of the seniority lists.
So you're almost at the end of your New Media Expo experience. I'm about to let you go to bed,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to get up and go on Deadhead on another plane tomorrow to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Would you come back to New Media Expo next year and do like the full experience?
Well, that's a good question. You know, probably not. Because I've been doing this for quite some time, as you have. It's kind of expensive to do the full thing, and I'm not so sure that would be money well spent for me, because I've already kind of cracked the nut, so to speak, as far as how to do this. And as we had talked about earlier, I'm thinking that what I need to do really is to try to, instead of going to a new media conference, perhaps start attending some aviation-related conventions and that sort of thing. That might be the best way to go for me.
And final question. You're in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in Vegas. If somebody was new to Vegas, what would be one tip that you'd give them?
Wow. One tip. I don't know.
There we go. There's a good answer.
I don't have any good. What would your tip be?
Bring lots of money, but be careful on how you spend it.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's and if you're a gambler, man, don't come, because you'll lose all your money.
You know, we've got the cocktail waitresses. They can be very persuasive when it comes to, like, drinks, as I found out last night. But overall, Jeff, it's been a lot of fun. I actually tried to fly. I actually have flown Acme.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tried to get on one of your flights last year, but I think you were just coming back off leave or something, and our schedules didn't meet up last year.
Yeah.
I was expecting possibly to meet up with you in Atlanta in February after 70,000 tons of metal. That's looking okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And this is an unexpected bonus.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's been a pleasure meeting you in person.
Yep.
And I already feel like I had met you,
yeah,
but I hadn't in person, and that's one of the weird experiences when it comes to podcasting and social media. You actually feel like you know these people, but in actuality, well, you do sort of, but not in a more personal, physical way. So it's always a pleasure to meet people in person.
And because you and I are now doing similar type of shows, my podcast On the Rails with Erk is loosely based on the Airline Pilot Guy. So
oh, bless your heart. No, you shouldn't have done that. It's not going to be successful. Sorry.
How can we, apart from being at the front of the plane, how can we find you?
Well, you can find me in Roswell, Georgia. No, you can on the web. Yeah, on the web you can find me at my website address is airlinepilotguy.com, and on Twitter I'm at airlinepilotguy, and on Facebook, Airline Pilot Guy. So it's pretty consistent.
Yeah, pretty consistent. What was that name of that other podcast that the guy at the restaurant was telling us about? Maybe the Mile High
Pilot Guy? Yeah, the Mile High Pilot, Airline Pilot Guy. Not the other one. No, I'm not going to talk about that one.
No, you're a respectable man.
Yes, try to be anyway.
Captain Jeff, lots of fun.
Yes, thanks.
It is the end of day two in terms of sessions here at New Media Expo. However, the networking continues after the sessions. I'm just outside the New Media Lounge area, and I'm waiting for the podcast awards to begin. I finally found some Wi-Fi for the iPhone, so it may appear to people like Ian from Canada that I disappeared off the face of the earth, but sometimes if you don't have Wi-Fi, it's hard to communicate. And if you're communicating with people in person, as you would have heard hopefully by now on the other recordings that I've made, that can be a little bit difficult as well. It's great to see some people who I've met before in 2009, and great to meet some new people. Always good to meet someone from your home city when you're all the way in Vegas. That's always interesting. I just had an interesting chat with the US Army who are here representing, and it was just interesting to see the stats when it comes to their engagement, and that they actually encourage people to tell people what it is like to be a soldier in the Army, for instance. If you ever want to confuse an American soldier, just ask him if he gets long service leave. And it was interesting just to have a chat and to talk about things. There's always something that you can ask someone, regardless of what sort of uniform or whatever they're wearing. It has been interesting being here on Twitter, and when I've had Wi-Fi, being able to connect with people, not always people that I've seen. One frustrating thing, apart from the lack of Wi-Fi, is that in some of these sessions that I've been to over the last 2 days, I'm maybe at too advanced a level for how some of the things have been pitched at. Some of them have been basically podcasting 101. And an annoying thing is when people have had questions and they've given an elevator pitch about themselves, what they're up to, what their friends have been up to, and then a couple of minutes later they'll actually get to the question. And you know that there's people in the line and people in the audience just thinking, hurry up, just answer the question, just ask the question, and then we can move on. Having said that, of course, I have had people come and talk to me after my short question. I've listened to other people's questions and I've gone up and approached them and said, hey, come and talk to me in a minute, and that's worked out good. Obviously, there's still some people I have to talk to. But this sort of conference is like being at a gig, but at a larger scale. It's there's so many people that you can talk to. People come into conversations, which is always interesting. And there's a lot of introductions and a lot of networking, which is really good as well. As I've probably said, it's really good to be in a place with so many podcasters at the one time. So, anywho, I just have to process. I haven't really eaten. My intention was to eat. I actually skipped breakfast, but I purchased some fruit, and I got halfway through the fruit, and then I discovered someone that I wanted to talk to, and so I had to put the fruit away and then talk, and that led to another conversation, which led to other conversations, which led to a session, which led to more conversations. And so today I've probably had a bottle of Pepsi, a Kit Kat, and an apple, and that's probably as far as I can get. The bad thing about where the conference is located is that it's a fair way away from any food. You have to go around the corner and into the main bit of the casino to eat. But overall, it's been good. You know, there have been some negatives, but there's also a hell of a lot of positives and a lot of follow-up that will have to be done when people get a chance to decompress and process the information. Probably off-site. Anywho, now I've got some Wi-Fi, this is awesome.